The Three Count Podcast is now in your city, or on your PC, your TV, your smartphone, or wherever you decide to watch or listen to us. But welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dylan Chambers. With me, as always, the Australian Nightmare, Benny Hobden. Ben, welcome to the show.
G'day, Dill. How are you, mate? Big weekend Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble. One of the most fun pay-per-views of the year. Today, we're going to dissect everything that happened at the Royal Rumble. We're going to touch on what's kind of been talked about in the dirt sheets. And we're going to have a three-count draft a bit later. As always, we're going to draft the best Rumble surprises. So stay tuned for that one. Make sure you follow us on the socials at 3CountPod on Twitter and Facebook, at 3CountPodcast on Instagram. We've had quite a few new followers. So if that's you, welcome to the show. Thanks for supporting us. We appreciate it.
Good to see you.
If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button or the follow button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Okay, we are through the plugs. Time to get to the news. A few notable things to come out of the Rumble, Benny. And well, let's start with the main ones. Obviously, we had Rhea and Cody both won. Spoiler alert. Rhea has chosen Charlotte.
Yes, which we thought would happen. I think Rhea winning the Rumble was probably the right thing as well. She's the heel. We've got two face champions at the moment. She's got a pick of either one, but that whole history with Charlotte taking her, you know, title at WrestleMania before, so she gets to go back and fight Charlotte. So I think it's good.
And Rhea's promo on Raw was pretty good. You know, she kind of said, look, I called out Charlotte before and I wasn't ready for it. And I'm ready now to get a bit of revenge.
She got a bit of a pop too. Like, she got a bit of a face pop. It was a bit weird. So I don't know, like.
Yeah, I think she needs Dom out with her to kind of
the chicken shit heel. He's one of the most over heels there is at the moment. So
I know, isn't that crazy?
It's good. It's good. I like it.
And we have Cody and Roman Reigns locked in for WrestleMania.
Well, that was
pretty much a given. Now backstage with Cody at the Rumble, Ricky Starks. What do you make of that?
Well, I text you. I was like, is he jumping ship? What's going on? Maybe he's just, you know, they're just mates and he's just there to support his boy. So, but, you know, if it was Vince's era, I don't think he would have been there.
No. I mean, I like to blow things out of proportion sometimes. And I think this is probably one of those things. I think he's probably just a friend backstage. But, you know, maybe he gets a taste of a little bit of what it's like backstage at WWE. Maybe he throws some feelers out when the contract comes up. As you said to me, you know, I wonder what TK thinks of this.
TK was the biggest one that I was thinking, like, that was a bit weird. TK's probably a bit angry at that. But, you know, you can't control what people do.
And also, you know, Cody can kind of do what he wants at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone at WWE is going to have an issue with it.
No, not at all. He's just, he's the man at the moment.
And speaking of doing what he wants, he has teased once again, bringing back the Winged Eagle belt on his Instagram story.
So good. That's the only reason I want him to win the title, to be honest.
It looks pretty, doesn't it?
It does. It was one of my favorites. It always, like, for us old schoolers, we did love that. We love that title. Sorry.
Absolutely. That one and the next one were probably my two favorites.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had all the business that happened with the Bloodline.
So good.
We've had a bit of stuff happen on social media. Jey Uso said, I'm out.
He's out. And then Sammy comes out today with an Instagram post. All his Usy stuff all out in the garbage out the front. So he's had enough.
Absolutely. And I literally just saw on Instagram a post from WWE Shop. So they have the Sammy Uso shirt and the Usos crossed out with Zayn written across.
I did see that. Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
So good stuff from there. We had the return of Pat McAfee. Now,
that was massive. So good. Nobody knew.
Nobody, so Michael Cole and Corey Graves didn't know he was coming back.
That's what I love about that, because the reaction was so organic. Like, you could see, like, we were talking about it. We were like, Cole's going crazy. And like, because he didn't know. So it's so good.
Cole was like a little schoolgirl.
He really was, yeah.
So good. Now, apparently he was originally planned to be in the Rumble, but due to his college game day schedule, his wife is pregnant. Yeah, he told him he couldn't get in shape in time. So this is the next best thing. I think maybe even better, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I did text you a couple of days beforehand saying that if McAfee's in the Rumble, that'd be go, but he didn't happen. But still, he was there. So we were pretty happy.
I think better on commentary than in the Rumble. He was on fire all night.
We will get to a couple of things he said later, but he was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, love you.
Well, stitches.
Welcome back, Pat. Welcome back. Now, we've had a bit of a re-signing as well. Now, it's come out that Triple H re-signed the Good Brothers to five-year deals.
Wow. I didn't see that.
Most people usually get the kind of three-year deal. 5 years for the Good Brothers. Triple H must rate them.
That's a long time, though, especially, like, they're not any younger either.
No. So
it's a surprising contract to me.
Just trying to keep them away from New Japan, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. We had Rick Boogs return on Raw. What did you make of Rick Boogs' re-debut?
He is jacked. He's obviously been doing a lot of weights on that, getting, what was it, an ACL, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so, quad, maybe.
Quad, yeah, yeah. So he's just been in the weight room, and he just came out and looked jacked. It was a weird, weird way to bring him out, though, with the Miz and just, but, you know.
I don't know about his, you know, his music and then his whole, like, playing the drums and... Kind of seemed a bit sticky. But...
I was just going to say, I don't like his shtick, yeah. I think if they should have just, if you're going to bring him back as something different. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I know. He looks different, so people probably didn't know who he was.
I know Elias has the guitar, but it just didn't feel right to not have him out there, like, jamming a tune as he came out.
Well, they're obviously going to go down that road after, you know, we've seen on Raw that backstage segment between the two of them and stuff like that, so... There'll be a feud there, I'm sure, but it's just a mid-card feud. It's not going to be anything big.
But, yeah, good to see him back anyway. Welcome back, Rick Boogs. Another return, we had Carmella return on SmackDown, and she's kind of gone back to the Princess of Staten Island gimmick with a bit of a leopard print. It's good to see.
I did call that I thought she'd be in the Rumble, so, you know, that was the extra surprise. They brought her out the next night, so that was different. But Princess of Staten Island, she's back. Moonwalking, whatever else she was saying.
Trash talking,
there you go.
Now, we learned on Raw that Elimination Chamber, we learned of two Elimination Chamber matches. You are so excited about this. One is going to be for the US title. We've got Theory, Rollins, Gargano, Reed, and two more to come, either Angelo Dawkins and Priest, or Elias and Montez Ford. So,
no, just on that, is it for the US title, or is it for a shot at the US title?
It's for the US title. Theory's in the match.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was just for a shot at the US title, and I was like, oh, come on. This is even, like, at least there's a title on the line. I honestly thought I read it's only for a shot at the US title.
No,
which would have been terrible.
The other match is for a shot at the Raw Women's title at WrestleMania.
I've got them confused then, probably.
So we've got Rodriguez, Cross, Morgan, Asuka. And two more to come. They have a fatal four-way. Michin, Piper Niven, Carmella, and Candice LeRae will take a shot at that. So seems the two Elimination Chamber matches are kind of set. US title and shot at the Raw Women's title.
Yeah. Well, will it be Asuka or will it be her alter ego that we sort of seen a little bit of in the last...
Yeah. At Rumble, Kana, right? I believe.
Kana, right? Yes. Kana, yeah.
So there you go. Now... Take everything here with a grain of salt. Dave Meltzer reports.
Our best mate, Dave.
The main event of Elimination Chamber will be Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn. Mm. He also reports that Steve Austin will not have a Mania match this year, that he was offered Lesnar and Reigns and turned down both of them.
He wouldn't go Lesnar. Lesnar would be stupid. Lesnar would not keep his safety in track or mind at all. So Reigns could make sense if they... did it right, but obviously Reigns has got Cody and he's still got to go through Sammy. Do you want my quick predictions on this whole situation of this?
Obviously Jay
is going to be upset for the next couple of weeks against the Bloodline, and then he's obviously going to cost Sammy the match and rejoin the Bloodline, and it's all written in stone. Then we're going to have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn against the Usos at WrestleMania for the tag titles.
You know what? That really disappoints me, because that is a really good booking.
But the problem with that is the thing with Sammy was so organic and built, and now it just feels like it's going to be such a terrible payoff to have it only going for the tag titles. You know, the best friends reunite to take out the Bloodline and win the tag titles. It's still good. It's still great. But, you know, it just sort of feels like it's a bit of a letdown for what could have happened with this whole, like Kofi Mania, like Daniel Bryan's Yes Movement, that kind of stuff.
I'm still hanging out, still hoping that maybe he convinces Reigns to put one title on the line.
Hey.
So that way we do get Cody Reigns for the WWE title. He only wants the WWE title.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, we get a bit of a switcheroo Universal Champion Sami Zayn.
Possibly. I just can't see it happening, unfortunately.
I am optimistic because that has gone a long time ago. Now, lastly, we'll just touch on NXT star Nikita Lyon. She underwent successful surgery on her torn ACL. So get well soon, Nikita, and hopefully we'll see her back soon.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the Royal Rumble card, Benny. Now, we kick things off with the men's Royal Rumble match.
With the big straight one.
Into it. We had Gunther and Sheamus kick things off at 1 and 2. By number 6, Woods and Kofi were in. They're eliminated by Gunther, and we had the Kofi spot botched for the second year in a row.
Yeah, and it didn't look good. It looked like he hit his head pretty hard on the announce table, and he was they took the camera off him for a while there, so I hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, he looked legit hurt. He was posting stuff on Instagram a bit later saying, let's not talk about how I went out. He's obviously okay. We had Lesnar come in at 12, cleared house. Lashley at 13, entered right after and eliminated him. So Lesnar, Lashley, that's, basically set in stone. Yeah. We had Rollins hit the ring at 15. 17, Rey Mysterio's music hit. No Rey Mysterio. We're both very disappointed at this. Apparently, he was injured on SmackDown against Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
But they did tease a backstage spot with Dom taking him out.
Yeah, it just sort of, it was just seemed like a way. Obviously, that was something that was going to happen. The storyline was going to happen in the Rumble between the two of them. And so they've teased it with him coming out with the mask on, trying to rip the mask in half. So that's where they'll go with that, I think. But it just seemed like a waste of a spot. Like you said, they could have just done it earlier in the night on the kickoff show, whatever else, put somebody else in and just give them a chance.
Can while Cody's doing a promo one night, Ray just come in and throw him over the top rope?
Well, hey, why not? Curtis Axel's still in the 2015 Royal Rumble, okay? So, I mean, anything's possible.
So a little bit disappointing that they only had 29. You know, we want our 30 men. So Dom came in at 18. We had Booker T return to the ring at 21, do a little bit of shtick, and then go packing on his way. Priest hit the ring at 22. All the Judgment Day were in there and dominating until, you think you know me, Edge hits the ring at 24, eliminates Priest and Bella. They eliminate him. They all fight at the entrance. Ripley gets involved. Beth Phoenix comes out and spears her. It's all a big thing at the entranceway.
Yeah. It was obviously trying to tease up something. Obviously the Judgment Day stuff. But are we going to get Beth Phoenix versus Ripley? Can she still go in a one-on-one? Or are they going to make it a tag match? I don't know.
I mean, we all kind of thought it was a tag. At the time, early on in the night, we thought, okay, well, that's leading up to a tag match. Maybe we don't see Ripley win
True.
So we had Logan Paul then come back at 29. He eliminates Rollins, which is obviously setting up for a Mania match there, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, I am too. And just on that elimination too, we all thought that Logan Paul had been eliminated. And I was sitting there saying to Dylan, I was like, he's still outside the ring. He's still out there. I don't think he's been eliminated. And Dylan's like, go away, Logan, go away. And I was like, no, he's still in it. And then obviously he jumps back in and then throws out Seth Rollins. So that sets up that match. Yep. Seth can put anybody over, or not put anybody over. He can make a star out of anybody. Logan's already got that star quality factor. But Seth needs a win soon. Like a bigger
Does
win.
Does he though?
Yeah.
Does
he? He needs a
maybe,
bigger win.
Maybe he said, I can be a bigger star by losing more.
Well, hey, he's still huge.
Now let's talk about for a second the Logan Paul Ricochet spot.
Wow. Like
so they were both on opposite aprons, both springboarded and just collided midair. Just
pretty much a cross body. Looked like they were going for a double close. I don't know what it was, but just face to face, bang, out cold. It was brilliant.
That's the viral moment.
They met perfectly in the middle too. Like just it was so good.
All they were missing was Logan holding the phone at the same time.
Do you know what? I thought that was almost going to happen. Because they both stopped and looked at each other and went, you ready? And I was waiting for somebody to hand them both a phone and film it. So that would have been pretty funny.
So absolutely amazing viral moment there.
And then we got number 30.
I think I read somewhere that's been like shared over 20 million times or something ridiculous like that. But Logan Paul's good for that. Wow. In any case, at the end, it came down to Rhodes and Gunther who smashed the Rumble time record. But Cody ends up winning it from number 30. He also burst an eardrum during the match, surprisingly. But him and Gunther had a nice back and forth for a few minutes. It was almost like a bit of a nice singles match.
It went for, I think I said, I read somewhere 7 minutes and 20 seconds or something, just the two of them. So we were talking about, you never see that in a Rumble, ever.
No.
It's always a quick elimination, maybe a minute or two max, but 7 minutes. Gunther was in there for an hour and, what was it, an hour and 15 minutes or something stupid. And both of those two had 5 eliminations each, which was most eliminations in the Rumble. Yeah. So, yeah, fitting. So, Gunther from number one, wow.
Imagine if you had money on him.
Oh, well, imagine. Yes, folks, that was me. I gambled responsibly, but before that started, I said to Dylan, I'm going to back Gunther, and lo and behold, he was lucky last. But anyway.
Yeah, very, very well done. I thought, all in all, a fantastic Rumble match.
Yeah.
What'd you rate it, Benny?
Mate, I gave it a 2 count. I was almost going to give it a bit more. I took a few points off for a few of the shticky things, Booker T, the Mysterio stuff. And just the fact that there was only 29 in it just really annoyed me. So I took half a count off for it, but I still really enjoyed the Rumble. But so yeah. don't take the 2 count as what it is, but it's just a 2 count.
Me too. Super. I gave it a 2.5, actually. I took the half away for the Ray stuff, for the Kofi spot. You know, if they'd fixed that, would have been almost a perfect Rumble.
If Gunther won, I would have given it a 4 count.
But they told so many stories well through it. It's something, yeah. You know, it's not easy to do, to book a Rumble, to kind of tell stories all the way through it. You know, I didn't even mention that Sheamus and McIntyre kind of teamed up most of the match and did extremely well.
Yeah. I think a lot of the filming, some of the filming of it and stuff, though, like obviously they call it in the ring. We all know that because the Rumble, you can't pre-plan. So I think they just sort of, the director might have been off a little bit, or I don't know, it just sort of producer was off a bit. And there was quite a few times I mentioned that you could see him calling it in the ring quite clearly.
Yes.
Which was a little frustrating because I thought they'd gotten so good at being able to do that these days. But anyway, they're only the little things. You can't take it away. We all know that they do it. So it's not as if it's like a secret. So
exactly.
I just don't want to see it when I'm watching it.
Don't take away from the surprise of it. Exactly. All right. Let's move on. The Mountain Dew Pitch Black Batch, Bray Wyatt, LA Knight. Wyatt arrived with a bit of a new look, had some eye makeup, bit of red contacts on. Lights went out. It was a bit of a glow-in-the-dark theme. Wyatt looked pretty freaky with, you know, whatever he had on his face.
Yeah.
He controlled the match despite Knight using a light-up kendo stick. Wyatt hit the Sister Abigail, got the win. Then he donned an even scarier mask.
Yes.
Chased a retreating Knight, got him with a mandible claw before who came out? Uncle Howdy on a platform above Knight. Jumped off onto him. All the Firefly Funhouse characters were looking on. What'd you think, Benny?
It was fun. It wasn't great. Bray had to get the win. Probably one of the best Brays ever looked in his look, if that makes sense. Like with that glow in the blue light paint, I guess you could say. The whole yellow bean bag filler or whatever that was underneath the table when they went through the table was a bit weird.
Yeah.
I guess you needed something to pop.
Cool, but... Yeah,
they could have been better by doing something like a firework. Well, I know they did the fireworks at the end, so that was sort of that spot. But look, it was fun, and it gave me the moment of the night, actually, which came from Pat McAfee when he turns around and he said, wow, with all these blue lights on, I hope I wore clean jeans. That was probably my moment of the night. So that's just one of McAfee's classics from Rumble.
Absolutely.
Overall, I only gave it a 1 count, to be honest. Which I just talked it up and now I've given it a 1 count. But it just, I don't know. The light, I don't know. It just sort of didn't really, but it was fun.
It's one of those things that's going to be hard to impress people with that kind of match, especially when there's Mountain Dew written everywhere.
Even you said, I think he's got the Mountain Dew logo on his arm, but it was just his red tattoo and a bit of paint that looked like the mountain. Yeah.
The accidental Mountain Dew logo. I actually gave it a 1.5 count. I know a lot of people didn't like it, thought it was a bit cheesy. And maybe I'm looking at this from, like, thinking back to that Miz Damian Priest zombie match and how freaking terrible that was. This was actually, like, super entertaining.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was fun.
Was it a great wrestling match? No.
No.
But it was entertaining. So I give it a 1.5. What's next for Bray Wyatt, Benny?
Well, this whole Uncle Howdy stuff, I don't think LA Knight's going to go away, to be honest.
Don't you think we're gonna keep with the LA Knight?
I think he'll do something, but I don't think that the feud won't continue for long. But they really need to just ramp Bray up now. He's had a match. Now we need to see more matches. We can't just continue this stuff. If you're going to be supernatural, do it for 1 week, have a match that week, and then continue it on, and let's get some matches out of him, and let's see what he can do in the ring again, and what I fell in love with him as a wrestler, because I love the way he worked in the ring. I like that other stuff, but I still love the way he worked in the ring, and he told so many stories with the way he works in the ring, which is what I like. So hopefully he's back in the ring, and where does he go? There's so many different people out there. Everybody, it's hard to talk around Rumble and Elimination Chamber time because there's so many people in one match going for one thing.
Yeah.
So there's so many all taken out of storylines. And then you've got the other bigger groups that are in feuds already. So it'll be interesting seeing where he targets next and what Uncle Howdy's going to do.
That's maybe Baron Corbin, something like that. I don't know. It's hard. But, you know, I think this feud really elevated LA Knight, though. You know, yeah. I think he has kind of, in my opinion, cemented himself as like a good mid-card guy now.
Yeah, I agree.
Who would be fine carrying an IC title or a US title?
He, like, that's the thing, because he's probably going to be off-screen now for, I'd say, a week or two.
You would think so.
Because of the whole situation of going through that explosion and whatever else. So I think he comes back, says something about Bray, that goes a little bit there, and then, yeah, we'll see where that happens. But I think if that didn't happen, he could have been in this Elimination Chamber match easily.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, moving on to something which was not as exciting, the Raw Women's Championship match, Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss. In a match that was kind of back and forth, it also seemed to be dominated by Belair at the same time. Bianca counted her sister Abigail into the KOD for the win. After the match, Bliss sits in the ring. Uncle Howdy appears on the screen asking, "Do you feel in charge?" to Bliss, which was possibly the most exciting part of the match.
Yeah, ultimate popcorn match, which we actually said to each other on the day. I still didn't think it was that bad of a match. If you go back and watch it as a wrestling match, they didn't botch anything. They still had a decent sort of match, but it just was boring. There was no story told or anything like that about it at all. It just did not drag me in whatsoever. I gave it a one count, and then I took another half count off just because I thought, nah, there was no story told. And then I took it back up to the one count because the Uncle Howdy stuff at the end. So one count overall.
Wow, I thought I disliked it. I just stuck with the one count. Did its job, but did nothing for me in terms of excitement. What's next for Bianca? Who wins that Elimination Chamber match? Who did she face at WrestleMania?
Oh, I think they're going to have to give a push to somebody like a Piper Niven, maybe, considering they changed her name. I know we've already had it, but like, why bring her back and get rid of the Doudrop and that kind of stuff? She showed out in the match. She was in the final four. I think somebody like that. You've got Asuka or Kana.
It's Asuka for me. I think Asuka wins this, and we get a really fun Mania match with Asuka beating her.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, but again, will it be Kana? Will she be a heel? That's the way I see it works. Because if it's face versus face, it just doesn't work.
It's hard to heal Asuka because she doesn't talk.
Yeah.
So.
True. But, well, okay, we'll turn Bel Air then. You've got to do something with her. She's just I'm finally on your bandwagon now. Like, I'm over her now. It's just
that'll be the day. Turn Bel Air. What about Bliss? You know, we're just gonna keep with this Uncle Howdy business. Is she going to go back to,
again, with the whole Bray Wyatt stuff? It's just because it's been so long and they're not even really steering into the stuff with Bliss yet. It's all just from the shadows. So
yeah,
it doesn't, there's no connection there, but there's a connection, if that makes sense. Like, they're not really trying to connect the dots yet, and I know it's long-term storytelling and I appreciate that. I do appreciate that, but it's a struggle at the moment.
But it's also, we want to know.
Yeah, like, hurry up, it's been 5 months now.
Who the hell is Uncle Howdy? We want to know. It's been long enough. All right, moving on to the Women's Royal Rumble match. Rhea Ripley enters at number one, and we immediately think Rhea is not winning the Rumble.
Yeah, imagine if you had money on her.
Yeah, imagine. That was good fun. We had Liv at number two, and both of them lasted until the final two. Was dominated by Damage Control once they were all in the match at, by number 10, I believe they were. Yeah. Natalya came back at number 11. Then we had Asuka with the new Kana look at 17. Piper Niven at 18. Doudrop comes back with her, you know, original name. Lynch came in. She eliminated both Kai and Sky before Bayley finally knocked her out, which was a nice heel moment for Bayley then. She was then quickly tossed out by Liv Morgan. Chelsea Green returns at 20 and makes the new record for quickest elimination in the Women's Rumble.
That was pretty funny, actually. Matt Cardona's tweets afterwards were also quite good.
So what are they doing with Chelsea Green? You know, she's like...
Well, she came out on Raw and she's giving that whole, like, she's better than everybody
shtick. Where's my, you know...
Spring water and my whatever else. So, yeah, I think... Does it have... I don't know. Just what's the all red everything sort of vibes to it? You know what I mean?
Like, Eva Marie, yeah. She said Chelsea kind of, can wrestle.
Yeah.
Number 25, we had Michelle McCool enter. Apparently, after a lot of fans asked the WWE to get her in it on
Hometown Girl, get her on
social media. So she came in from the crowd. And I think they showed her earlier in the night in the crowd, and we were like, well, I guess she's not in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Good to see. Good now, swerve. A bit of a swerve. Number 30 comes up. We don't get a countdown.
Well it didn't even come up. It just the music hit.
They botched Nia Jax's turn at number 30.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. We both looked at each other and were like, what is going on here? Like, hang on a second. We did say that she'd probably be in it, but they all just ganged up on her. She did that whole... you know, superhero thing where she just pushes everybody off, which we knew was going to happen. They ganged up on her. They got rid of her.
She looked sluggish, though. She definitely didn't look in ring shape.
She did not look in ring shape at all.
But, and you know, there were kind of rumors, is she signed full-time? Is she not? She still sits on the alumni page on the website. No mention of her on Raw. So I think it might just be a bit of a one-off.
Yeah, I hope so. Unless she gets fit.
Yeah. It might take a bit of time to get back to, you know, where she was. She's been out for quite a while, so yeah. And she hasn't been wrestling. So, but you know, it was still a good pop to see her back. We had a couple of NXT stars got to enter. You know, Roxanne Perez, NXT champ, Zoe Stark, our girl Indy Hartwell got to be in the Rumble as well, which was cool. It all came down to Asuka, Morgan, and Ripley, all three on the apron. Ripley ducks the miss from Asuka, which hits Morgan. Rhea knocks Asuka out. Just when it looks like Morgan has Ripley and she was dangling from the rope, she slipped.
She actually slipped. She admitted in the post conference that she slipped.
We were like, we were on the edge of our seat.
Yeah.
But she managed to snag the head of Liv Morgan and flip her out. Rhea Ripley wins, and as you mentioned in the press conference, she dislocated her knee during the match as well.
Yeah, that was crazy. The only other person you ever mentioned there is Raquel Rodriguez. She put in a decent showing as well.
That she did. She was kind of a hometown girl there as well.
Yeah.
I gave it a 2 count. I thought it was very enjoyable. The last three were really good. You know, maybe some of the storyline wasn't great. There was, like, too many people in the ring at one point.
Yeah.
Obviously, the botch of the Nia number 30. But very enjoyable match, 2 count for me.
I enjoyed it as well. There was a few too many little botches in there as well. I gave it a 1.5 count, but it probably deserves a 2, to be honest. So if I watch it back, I might change my mind.
All right. We then had the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens. Roman comes out with Sami and Heyman. A great match between the two. Look, Owens never looked like winning, but he certainly kicked out of a lot of spears and Superman punches.
Oh, and what about that move on the ring steps?
Yeah, so he had the match won after a pop-up powerbomb due to a knocked-out ref that didn't get counted, low blow from Reigns. You know, he asked Sammy to get a chair, which he hesitantly does. You know, he gets Reigns, spears Owens through the barricade. Then, as you mentioned, got slammed twice nastily. You know, just back of the head first into the steel steps. Hits the spear in the ring for the win. After the match, the rest of the bloodline appear. They handcuff Owens. They beat the absolute tar out of him. Just when Reigns is about to hit him with a chair, Sami Zayn steps in, says, that's enough. Reigns says, you do it. And who does he hit? He hits Roman Reigns instead. Then gets attacked by all of the Bloodline except for Jey Uso, who leaves the ring looking pretty disgusted.
Yeah.
So much theatrics.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. Like, just the way Sammy was like, it's beneath you. It's beneath you. Don't do it. It's beneath you. And then he goes, you're right. You do it.
Yeah.
Like, so he was trying to say, like, you're beneath me as well. So, like, I think, just little things like that.
I mean, the Jey Uso thing was just the absolute cherry on top, because we thought, okay, the Sammy thing's going to happen eventually, right?
Yeah.
And I certainly didn't expect that Jey Uso would be like, no, I'm done.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
So very cool. I gave it 2.75.
Now, okay.
It was a great match. Edgy seat storytelling. I only took a quarter off because I never thought at any point that Owens might sneak the win.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the way I broke it down was I gave it a 2 count for the match because, as you were right, it was a lot of false finishes and stuff, but you still never thought Owens was going to win. And then I gave 2.75 to this stuff after the match. So I guess it works out as a 2.5 count overall. But okay. That stuff after stop just was brilliant. Just the way they told it. And the way that Sammy gave him the chair shot was exactly reminiscent of when Seth hit him with the chair to break up the Shield. It was like you could put them side by side. But Roman's facials, his arm movements, just his back, it was everything was exactly the same. It was brilliant.
And when Sammy stopped them, tried to stop him from hitting, it was at that point I was kind of thinking too, like, he's taking a lot of punishment. Yeah,
stop.
Like,
yeah.
Let's put the brakes on. What more can you do?
Yeah, exactly.
And leaving them both lying in the ring. Yeah, great stuff. Obviously, you know, we've got Reigns, Cody at Mania, rumors of Reigns, Sammy at the Chamber, and you reckon Jay is going to cost Sammy the match at Chamber?
100%. We're going to see Jay. He's out. He's not going to be with Sammy. He's going to still be a bit hesitant towards Sammy because of what he did, but he's also going to hate the Bloodline for what they did. It's going to be Roman and Sammy. They're going to be at it. And then as, you know, Roman's about to absolutely ruin Sammy with a chair or whatever else, Jay's going to come out, the crowd's going to pop, and then he's going to pick up the chair and then he's going to hit Sammy with it. And then 1, 2, 3, Sammy loses the match and he rejoins the Bloodline. And it's just that perfect little bit of more storytelling of what's really going on.
Okay.
And then that sets up WrestleMania tag titles because the best friends will be back together.
What about just popped off the dome. WrestleMania. Cody, Roman, Sammy, Jay. Fatal 4-way.
Nah, it won't happen. because didn't Jay also tweet it out or put an Instagram post saying run it back? And it was a picture of when he was fighting Roman. So there's...
Main event, you know, Jay, so I'm telling you.
Hey, no, look, I think that's the way they're going to do it, though.
Okay. Well, there you have it. That is the Royal Rumble 2023. Very enjoyable pay-per-view.
Cracker.
But it's time, Benny, to jump into 3-count draft.
As we love. The
Royal Rumble surprises.
This was tougher than I thought it was going to be.
It was. Yeah. I feel like you have the first pick, but I feel like there's three that could go number one.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm excited to see where you go with this first pick. I'm glad I don't have it.
Look, I'm going to go. I'm going to go with Edge 2020. Like, just when his music hit, that was brilliant. That was massive. The crowd pop. That was the biggest surprise return that I'd
seen. Absolutely.
Was that one of them?
That was one of them. Yeah. That was one of them. Now I'm torn here. I kind of didn't want you to take that one. With my first pick, I hate to do this. I hate to do it, but I'm going to take John Cena in 2008.
That's the other one.
Look, you know, one of the biggest pops in Rumble history. He came back months before he was expected to. No one gave him a chance of being there. You know, was that MSG, right?
Yeah,
you know,
it was, yeah.
The music hits.
Comes out, like, just standing there like that. And just...
New York fans usually hate Cena.
It was great.
It was huge pop and, yeah, amazing. So, John Cena, 2008, my number one pick.
Now, the third one, my second pick, sorry. I've got a few here. and I don't want to do what I'm going to leave this one out, and I feel like you're going to take it, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to go, and it wasn't that good of a secret, really. We kind of knew it was going to happen because his deal ran up in New Japan.
Boo.
I'm going to go AJ Styles in 2016.
You're taking that with your second pick?
Yeah.
That was the other one that I thought could be top, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Very well done. I mean, yes, we did kind of know it was coming, but just to see a guy who's never been there finally be there.
Yeah, a TNA guy, like, and he came out at number three.
Yeah.
Yes, that was
Roman was so in the ring. It was, yeah. And, you know, because we didn't know what his music was either. And, you know, they kind of zoom back.
I am
phenomenal. Says, I am. And then the phenomenal comes up. Then everyone blows up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Good stuff. Now, this is where it gets tough. Because those three were the top three by far. Now it gets tough. I'm going to take Jericho in 2013.
Yeah, good pick.
When he had the light-up jacket, Ziggler was in at number one. He'd run him out of WWE 6 months beforehand, you know, saying, I don't care who it is, coming out at number two. The break the walls down comes, the lights go out, and the light-up jacket's there.
Yeah.
Huge pop for Jericho.
And it wasn't even, like, as you said, 6 months. Like, it wasn't such a big, long time off, you know what I mean?
And just, that's Jericho's thing, right? He takes six months off, then returns.
Just nobody was expecting Jericho, and just bang, the crowd went crazy. All right. Well, I got a few more here. And I think I'm going to double up. I think I'm going to take Edge 2010.
Okay.
Rated R Superstar days when he came back. That was quite a big surprise. And I think the commentators put it over a bit more. Just the commentary on that was just crazy. Like,
what? I think he'd been out 9 months or something at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, Edge's music just warrants such a good pop.
Yeah, especially when you haven't heard it in a while. Just you know me.
All right, good pick there. I didn't actually have it on my list because I was like, if I don't get the 2021, I don't want it.
Yeah, no, I was doubling down.
All right. Now, this is maybe a little bit iffy, whether it's a surprise or not.
I bet you it's the same one that I was going to say this about.
But technically, she wasn't in the Rumble. So when Becky Lynch took Lana's spot in 2019, it was a surprise to see her come out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
And it was one of the absolute biggest pops in Rumble history when I don't know if it was Fit Finley or someone said, okay, you've got it. Her music hits and just the crowd just went crazy. So it was a surprise per se. She wasn't in the Rumble, wasn't scheduled to be in the Rumble. So Becky Lynch 2019.
All right, I'll give it to you. Well, this is my one then, my surprise one. I'm going to go that next. And you can tell me if I can say no if you want. But the three faces of Foley. Because we only expected one in there. And then when the second one came out, that was a surprise. And then when the third one came out, well, come on, what's going on?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I did have Dude Love on my list.
Yeah.
Because by the third one, everyone was like, really? Like,
yeah, okay.
We get three. But I will give you the three faces of Foley in 1998.
Yeah, that was pretty surprising.
It was. The first wasn't a surprise, but the second two definitely were.
Yeah.
All right. Where do I go from here? Yeah, I'm kind of torn between me thinking it was a surprise and the pop that it got. This is going to be a bit of a, like, recency bias one, and you'll understand why in a second. 2013, Goldust returned.
Yeah, okay.
And Cody was in the ring, and this was like the first Cody Dustin kind of thing that we got, like rivalry that we got. Now, obviously, they went on to have incredible matches in AEW. But yeah, when Goldust returned, the Shattered Dreams hit, Cody in the ring, like,
yeah,
crazy, and the crowd pops. So, like, it's hard to imagine the crowd popping hard for Goldust, but they did.
They did, yeah. No, I had it on my list. It was a good return. And just on that, we did see Cody use the Shattered Dreams in the Rumble. So that was pretty cool.
Love it.
My last pick, I can't help it. I've got to take it. It's my boy. 2011. Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Mate. I saw that and went, there's no way I'm picking that. So I know he'll probably take it.
But the crowd popped pretty hard for him. And if you watch it back, Kofi's in the corner and the music goes off and Kofi's like Kofi's face is just absolutely brilliant. If you get a chance to have a look at that, just that entrance, Kofi's face makes the whole thing.
It was so cool to hear the OG Diesel music too.
Yeah. He didn't look good, you know, and he had the rumble and then he was out for a bit. Then he come back at SummerSlam and cost CM Punk and went into that stupid weird feud or whatever else. They got injured again. So
Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Love my boy. Big Daddy Cool Diesel, yeah. You, Chico. Reza Ramon. Good segment. All right.
That was not what I thought you were going to take when you said, I'm taking my boy, but I don't think I'm going to take him, this other one there either. This is coming down to two picks for me. Now, I did wear this shirt thinking that I was maybe going to take him at five, but. Sorry, Christian, your return in 2021. After 7 years, you reunited with Edge, won the Rumble. It wasn't in front of a live audience, which hurt it massively.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas when the Women's Rumble happened for the first time in 2018, number 30 hits, Trish comes out. Such a huge pop.
I thought you were about to play on music then, the way you were doing that. I was like, oh,
Trish in 2018. I'm making sure we keep these picks locked down. But yeah, Trish in 2018 at number 30, the first ever Women's Rumble.
Yeah, you gotta love a bit of Trish.
All right, Benny, honorable mentions, fire away.
All right, one of the more notable honorable mentions was Ray Ray 2018 when he came back.
He just done a whole bunch of AAA and stuff, hadn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
For 2 years he was gone.
Yeah, a few years, yeah. What else have I got? I've got China in 99 joining the Men's Royal Rumble. That was pretty surprising. Although it wasn't surprising because she won the Battle Royal to go into it. But you know what I mean? Like to see a woman in there. That's why it didn't make the list. What else? Obviously, Beth Phoenix going in, the men's, Karma going into the men's. They're sort of surprises. Bad Bunny, if you want to go celebrity lane. Drew Carey, 2001.
I watched that one the other day.
Yeah, and then Kane comes out, so Drew Carey jumps over the top rope himself because he didn't want to get involved with Kane. and who else? Booker in 2011. Obviously, Booker this year. That was amazing. Ugh.
Yeah, you know what? Booker dropped off my list because of this year's
one. Yeah, exactly. I've got him in a separate box on my little notes here because I was like, nah, he's out.
I mean, 2011, he'd been away for 4 years. He'd been in TNA.
Yeah.
Still got a huge pop, came in, you know, Punk and the Nexus were in the ring. But yeah, I think this year has just almost ruined Booker for me.
Kind of, he didn't look good in there. And then the last one I had was Honky Tonk Man in 2001 as well, because he came out after Drew had jumped off, Kane came out. Honky Tonk Man came out with his whole shtick. It went for about 4 minutes, got in the ring, and then copped the guitar over his head and Kane threw him out. And then that set off that whole hardcore section of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I almost thought it's hard to imagine a Royal Rumble without Honky Tonk Man in it at some point. he had a run of quite a few years just showing up at the Rumble.
Yeah. Any of your honorable mentions?
I had a few. I mean, I thought you were going to take Triple H in 2016 where he ended up winning the title.
Yeah, but if he only came back right on Rumble, then that would have been different. But he'd already come out on Raw, which we talked about last week for Returns.
That's true. RVD in 2009, he'd been away from 2 years. You know, he ended up dropping titles before that because of the marijuana charges. Keith Lee in 2020, come up from NXT when Brock Lesnar was in the ring and they faced off, and that was a bit of a moment. So that was pretty cool to see. Bubba 2015 in Philadelphia after being away for 10 years, Bubba Ray Dudley. The same 2008 one that Cena was in, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah, nice.
Granted, he didn't look in the best shape.
No.
But it was still fun to see him get in the ring and hear the music. 2017, who do you think entered the Rumble at number 10?
Oh, perfect 10, Ty Dillinger.
Ty Dillinger. That was a bit of a surprise on, which was cool.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect in 2002.
I did have that on one of my lists, but he dropped
was,
it off. Yeah,
was another great one. Then you could put Lita in the 2018 Rumble as well, but no.
When you were talking about one of my boys as well, I thought you were going to talk about 94 when Brett came back out after he'd already had that tag match with Owen and his leg had been hurt and they didn't expect him. And then he limps out and co-winner of the Royal Rumble, goes on to win the title against Yoko at WrestleMania. Oh, what a legend he was.
Bret Hart. We won't get into that. We don't have time for that.
We'll be here for days, Dylan. We'll be, we should just do one podcast on just Bret Hart versus HBK. There's an idea.
Just going on a side note, I saw this funny thing after he'd come back and Brett and Sean were doing this panel and they were talking about their, you know, time in 90, whatever. And one of the people asking the questions were like, you don't seem like an angry guy. And he goes, yeah, I'm not an angry guy. You know, Shawn Michaels is the only person who can bring that out. And Sean said, it's a gift.
Until Goldberg came along.
Yeah, until Goldberg came on. All right, the best Royal Rumble surprise is Benny has Edge in 2020 after 9 years away. AJ Styles' WWE debut in 2016. Edge again in 2010 after he'd been out for 6 months. The three faces of Foley in 1998. And Big Daddy Cool Diesel in 2011. My top pick is Cena returning months before expected in 2008 at MSG. Jericho in 2013, starting the light up jacket phase of his career. Becky Lynch taking Lana's spot in 2019, Goldust in 2013, and Trish Stratus in 2018. So there you go, the best Royal Rumble surprises. And that is it for the show this week. We're going to be back in 2 weeks to preview Elimination Chamber. Of course, we'll have another fun draft. Benny, thank you for joining us.
Dylan, thank you. And thanks for the Rumble. It was fun, mate.
Very fun. Watch the Rumble with people. That's what I've learned. Don't watch it by yourself. Get together with your friends. Turn it on. Watch the Rumble. So much fun. Long live Sami Zayn. And we'll see you all next time on the Three Count Podcast.